poll, only 39% approve of Joe Biden's handling of crime surge. By Wendell Hasebo on April 11, 2022. Only 39% of Americans approve of President Joe Biden's handling of the nation's soaring crime levels, a Sunday CBS News poll revealed. Crime has risen during Biden's presidency even as it ranks as the third most important issue to Americans. According to the Council on Criminal Justice, crime grew 5% in 2021 from 2020, which represents an additional 218 murders in 22 cities. Crime in 2021 was also 44% higher than it was in 2019. The massive spike in 2021 represents an additional 1,298 deceased victims. The Biden administration's response to the violence is to restrict Americans from purchasing ghost guns or privately made firearms. The Justice Department will create a new rule that modernizes the definition of a firearm, the department's announcement said Monday. These regulatory updates will help curb the proliferation of ghost guns, which are often assembled from kits, do not contain serial numbers, and are sold without background checks, making them difficult to trace and easy to acquire by criminals, the statement continued. While Biden looks to make it more difficult for Americans to protect themselves from criminals, the Democrats stand with George Soros to grow their soft-on-crime agenda. Via Soros money, Democrat-elected prosecutors have been soft on prosecuting criminals while Democrat politicians have advocated doing away with bail in its entirety. Democrats are reportedly fueled by $125 million from a Soros super PAC, named Democracy PAC, to allegedly strengthen the rule of law. Soros and his daughter are also reportedly funding 13 radical Democrats running for Congress in 2022. In addition, Soros is well known for contributing great sums of money nationwide to radical far-left local prosecutors to alter the criminal justice system in the name of criminal justice reform. As Breitbart News reported, the rise of these Soros-backed prosecutors has coincided with a massive surge in murder and crime in many Democrat-run cities, including many where these prosecutors have implemented radical policies toward policing and incarceration. Most recently, for example, Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon has faced criticism for his radical reforms in the year since he took office, while murders soared. The city last year experienced 397 murders, up 11.8% from the 355 the previous year, and a 53.9% increase from the 258 in the pre-pandemic year of 2019, Los Angeles Magazine noted. The poll sampled 2,062 Americans between April 5-8, 2022 with a 2.8% margin of error. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo.